This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. A U.S. military judge in Baghdad has heard pre-trial motions in the cases of three American soldiers accused of abusing Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. It appears a trial will be held sometime this fall. Defense attorneys are trying to prove that their clients were following orders that came from high up in the chain of command. NPR's Emily Harris joins me now from outside the courtroom in Baghdad. Emily, remind us of the three accused in this case.
Yeah, Renee, these are three of the seven military police from the 16th Military Police Brigade who were running Abu Ghraib in the fall, these people are accused of abusing and torturing prisoners at Abu Ghraib. One is Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick. He is accused of putting naked prisoners in the pyramid and in other sexually compromising positions and then photographing them. He's also accused of hitting a detainee very, very hard and stamping on their feet. And also he was involved in setting up a detainee to make him think he would be electrocuted if he didn't fall off a food box. Another one today that's the pretrial motions are being heard for today is Specialist Charles Grainer. He had very similar charges against him as Sergeant Frederick. Also, he is specifically accused of encouraging a private, Liddy English, to put a leash on an Iraqi prisoner and then photographing her with him on a leash. And the third man whose case is being discussed today is Sergeant Javal Davis, and he is accused of helping pile up prisoners into a pile when they were then jumped on, and also stamping on the bare feet of prisoners and their bare hands.
Tell us about defense lawyers. What do you know of the tactics that they are going to be pursuing?
Well, it's clear from the arguments that they're putting forth today that they are going to try to send the responsibility for these acts at Abu Ghraib as high up the chain of command as they can. One defense lawyer said that my client, not for a minute, was trained in the Geneva Conventions, and he was under orders from military intelligence to soften up detainees to save the lives of U.S. soldiers. It doesn't stop at military intelligence command, though. The defense lawyers are trying to get permission from the judge to use in-court memos from the Department of Justice that they say answer questions from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, seeking to redefine the way prisoners can be treated, define which prisoners can be treated in what situations. For example, if you're a prisoner accused of terrorism or in the war on terrorism, perhaps the Geneva Conventions don't apply. The defense say they do expect to be able to interview Donald Rumsfeld. They were denied the opportunity from the judge. He denied their motion today to get these memos from the Justice Department that they want, but he said he would entertain that idea at a later date. And the defense also did win the right to take testimony from high-ranking generals, General Abizaid, who's the head of Central Command, and Ricardo Sanchez, and anyone below him. Ricardo Sanchez is in charge of operations in Iraq, and one defense lawyer says they're going to try to interview him this week.
I gather the defense lawyers also have sought to move the trial outside Iraq. What do they hope to gain by that?
Well, a couple of things. Basically, subpoena power. They want to interview a lot of civilian government employees, and also civilian contractors who were involved with the interrogations at Abu Ghraib. And if the U.S. Citizens cannot be compelled to travel overseas to testify in these types of trials, so they'd like to move it to the U.S. for that purpose. They're using as their argument that Iraq is just simply too insecure to be able to bring witnesses here. In fact, to come under military guidance, you have to basically admit that you're taking your life, you're putting your life at risk. The ultimate goal, though, is to get the subpoena power.
Emily, thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.